Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep, this is Let's Go There with Shira and Ryan on the new Channel Q on the radio and radio.com. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Oh my goodness, this week full of love and yes. Just all things good.
Let's keep the love going, but add a little conflict into it.
You know I love the drama.
Yes. Our Q of the day today, our question of the day, what do you do when your friends and your partner don't get along? Give us a call right now, 833-77-CALL-Q, 833-77-CALL-Q. We're also on social media at We Are Channel Q, and I know we've already been getting a lot of responses.
Yeah, because who knew? Honestly, I when I think about it, especially now that I'm kind of dating again, this is a really big thing in that you have like a word of like, oh my God, what if my friends don't like the person that I'm dating? How am I supposed to balance that? And do I keep the friends? Because it's always that thing. It's like bros before hoes, you know? Mm. And it's like one of those things that you always want to keep in the back of your mind. You don't want to drop your friends, especially for someone that literally could probably be there for like a week.
Yeah, true. No, it's a hard thing because for me, what will happen is the red flags I see in someone else, I'm like, oh, my friends, the minute they meet him, they're going to see that person. They're going to know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they know what you know and they see it even bigger than, because, you know, you're in the situation, you're in the trenches.
They're it's like
the,
a, when you look
they're
the
bird's
the
eye view.
They're like the window shoppers and they see from the outside looking in.
So I did, one of my exes was very, I would say territorial, and right away, he was just very intense. And it could come off as passionate or psychotic sometimes.
Oh, yeah, like you could possibly die, like a Lifetime movie.
Yeah. Okay. So we all met. It was all my friends were in town from Montreal, from my hometown, and they were all staying over, and I just started dating this guy.
Yeah.
And we wanted to go out on a girls' night, and he was like obsessed with meeting up with us on our girls' night.
Why?
Like, he was like, I'll just meet you guys. And
like, he didn't want you to, like,
have
your
a girls'
moment.
Night. It was almost because he wanted to see me all the time, which is kind of sweet, but then
it
was almost
That's
like he thought
gross.
I was going to maybe hook up or look at other guys, or I don't maybe there's a jealousy
so
thing.
So he wanted to watch you, basically.
So he met up with us during our girls' night. And for a drink in the maybe towards the end or in the middle, and he was like, "I'll drive you guys around."
No,
and this is someone I ended up being, by the way, in a 4-year relationship with.
Oh,
but that
so
was
you
the
just
beginning.
Didn't do it. You Wait, didn't so, want to get out.
So one of my friends from the beginning always referenced that time. She goes, "I knew he was wrong that time we had that girls' night. He was crazy. He was psychotic." And it was like he went all the way back to then. So she always, I feel like my girlfriends, including the ones from my hometown, always the minute they meet someone, they bring up everything that's wrong about them.
Yeah, so do you think your friends know, like, have better taste than you and guys that you should be dating?
Well, they're all married and have kids, so I guess they see, like, oh, is this someone long term?
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone that I've brought around, like, I'm the last one of all my friends to get married right now. I'm that one. And so they're like, oh, here it goes. Who's the next victim? Right? And so, yeah. And then now my current one that, you know, might be ending, who knows what's going on, but the things they brought up, oh, he's too young, he's not serious enough, he's immature.
See, where's
all
the,
those things.
Where's the balance of your friends just obviously caring about you, but also low-key being haters? Like, where's that balance? Because it's like you wanna be like, obviously, you want to have your eyes open to the red flags, possibly, and you want to deal with that. But I think it's also a journey that you should go on to figure out what you want, because that's going to be a lesson that you decide and realize, like, oh, this next guy I date, if they have those things, I don't want that. But you have to learn that for yourself in some way, you know?
At the same time, I appreciate them, and the same with you, like,
of course,
calling things out, because I'd rather them be honest than,
and
you know,
be
superficial
fake.
And fake. But then that could create some tension because you're all in the room. And you know what they think, but then your significant other, whoever you're dating, is like, la-di-da.
Yeah.
And you're
and
like,
they think that, oh, your friends love me. Like, everything's
exactly.
good.
Exactly. And then they're surprised if you mention, I'm bad, though. I'll mention some things like,
because you can't hold water. You cannot keep
I like
no
being
secret.
Transparent and honest. And they'll be like, what? They said what about me?
Well, anyway, we did ask you guys on social media at We Are Channel Q, and it's actually very interesting because some of the responses, they're a little bit everywhere.
Okay.
So G.A. Goldberg said, get rid of those friends, quote unquote. Mm. Interesting. I don't know if I would get rid of my friends. Casey said alcohol, which whatever that means.
Meaning have everyone drink? I don't know. That could get messy.
Exactly.
Maybe
oh my God.
Weed. Weed is more of a chill.
I mean, actually, very true. I actually have a story about, like, my ex and one of my friends. Oh, my God. Carlo said, choose whoever fills you with joy, which is interesting. I don't think someone understood the question because they said, go vacation without a phone. I don't know.
Meaning don't disconnect with your lover and get away from your friends.
And then Walter said, first of all, you try your best to bring them closer. Mm. If that doesn't work, you ignore them and don't side with anyone. That's sort of out. They'll sort of out themselves.
Yeah. I think there's a balance between friends that voice their opinion, like you or my friends, and then the ones that literally try to drag you down. And
You have to know the difference of your friends. Like, you have to know what their intent is. And that's so, so important.
Exactly. Well, we are continuing with our cue of the day. How do you deal with your friends and a partner who don't get along? We are continuing with our cue of the day, our question of the day. What do you do when your friends and your partner don't get along? You can always give us a call, 833-77-CALL-Q. That's 833-77-CALL-Q. But we do have an expert. We like to bring on an expert because, you know, we like to pretend we're experts.
I mean,
but
honestly, we give the worst advice, so we need real people to do it.
So joining us is self-care and relationship coach Phyla Antoine. Welcome to the show.
Hey, 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 guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Definitely.
So when it comes to all of this, I feel like one big thing for me, I always have anxieties if I'm dating someone new to introduce them to my friends because I'm worried that they might not get along. How soon is too soon to introduce your friends to your significant other?
Okay, so I generally like to stick with the 3-month rule, right? So it gives you time to, like, date this random person to see if you like them and then to kind of discern whether or not you think they'll be a good fit for your friends. Mm-hmm. And you also don't want to introduce them too fast, and friends might be, like, just really jealous because they want to keep you as a friend and say they don't like this new person, and you might, based on their opinion, decide not to continue dating a good guy or girl.
Oh, that's interesting. I feel like I never waited 3 months. Probably within the second time or third. I don't know. I feel these days the line is so blurred between hanging out and dating.
Yeah.
So you end up just being with, you're out with friends, and the person you're hooking up with or you might want to date is out and you won't meet up. So how do you deal with that? Because that's when I feel like the judgments start, right? And everyone's kind of saying something about the other person.
So here's the thing, right? Dating is practice, but you need to be clear on why you're dating. Sometimes we're dating just to have fun, just to kind of like hook up, right? Just to be consenting adults who get to do what they get to do.
Right.
But if you're looking to form a real partnership, right? If you're like, all right, I'm old enough now where I'm really ready to settle down and I want to have a relationship, you have to do that strategically. That's the only way that you get to the point of building that healthy relationship. So if you've decided that you're looking for more than just a hookup, then you want to take some time to get to know your new partner first before bringing in any external opinions or letting them meet anyone in the circle.
See,
because that's a privilege also.
Yeah,
and I totally agree with that. It's one of those things where, even, and from past experiences, I know that I've been scared for my friends to meet the significant other because what if they're like, oh, he looks like that? And then I kind of like start to second guess, like, oh, is he cute enough? Like, is my taste level correct? But actually, this is so funny. This happened to me last night where my best friend / roommate came home and I was FaceTiming the guy that I'm kind of currently dating, and they finally kind of got to talk a little bit, and I was so embarrassed because I was like, oh my God, it felt like your parents meeting. It was very weird. I don't know. I was just like, oh my God, okay, well, thanks, bye.
But you know what's really great about that? We live in this technological age now. So like a FaceTime conversation is cool. Letting them see their Instagram or Facebook profile is cool also. But we're talking about the privilege of physically being in the same space as you and your crew. That's something else.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, all right, let's move past the casual dating or the beginning. You're now in a relationship.
Yes.
And people have met already and there's some tension. What do you do when friends don't get along with your partner or your partner doesn't like your friends?
Who do you choose?
All right. So this is really tough, right? Because we don't want to let anybody go. Mm-hmm. But you have to really try and figure out the why, right? Why don't they like each other? Why don't they get along? And give both your friend and your partner an opportunity to talk to you about how they're actually feeling, right? Because sometimes whenever we move into a new space, there's going to be conflict and some people will have to fall away because mm-hmm. you're no longer the person you were when you were in that friendship partnership with them. So it could potentially just be that you're moving into a new space and you need to transition and pivot and shift your friendships, right? Sometimes there's just a little bit of hate as well. And if you address that, you can resolve it. Other times, there are legitimate reasons why they may not like each other. And when you have the conversations with them, you get to decide who stays and who goes. Adulting is not always fun, but these are some of the decisions we have to make sometimes.
Wow, cutting cords. Viola Antoine again joining us right now, self-care and relationship coach, to join us in this conversation for our Q of the Day. What do you do when your friends and your partner don't get along? So besides cutting people off, is there a way to mediate without kind of, I feel like then you're
going to the extreme?
Or you're stuck in the middle and then that could be annoying. Like what's the best way if you don't want to cut ties with anyone?
Okay, so if you love your friend, you love your partner, they're both good people, and there's not really like a legitimate reason to get rid of anyone, and maybe they just have a conflict because they have similar personalities or very different personalities, it's always a good idea to include each of them in what's happening in your life and invite them to connect with each other, right? Not to force it, but to set the stage where it'll be the three of you or potentially other friends, and for you to really be intentional about allowing them to come together in the space. So if you're out with your boo and then your friend is there as well, it's a really good idea to say, hey guys, you both have this thing in common, you should chat about it, and then you can kind of like wander off and let them create their own relationship with one another.
Yeah. Hmm. Either drinks would help or not help in that scenario.
Exactly.
You're like, out of nowhere, you turn your back and you're like, what is happening back there?
Yeah, that right? would be uncomfortable. I mean, I agree with that. It's just, I think there can be so much, especially if you have like a friend group where it's just been kind of the group, like you guys, and you're bringing someone in. It's like you don't want your friends talking behind your back about this relationship, especially if you're enjoying it, and you also don't want to get rid of these friendships. And I feel like it could be a lot easier said than done.
Yeah, I agree. And while you want there to be, you know, clear boundaries, of course, with how they maneuver in the relationship space with one another, you also want your new partner to feel like there is inclusivity. And you don't want your friends to feel like this person now has privileges or a connection to you that they don't. So allowing them and being intentional about bringing them together, I think will alleviate those feelings and give them an opportunity to genuinely get to know one another.
Yeah, and give both time, acknowledge both. I think that's really important. Viola Antoine, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you.
I love
My
the insight.
Pleasure.
Yeah, check her out.
Thank you guys so much.
Self-care and relationship coach for our Q of the Day. We appreciate it.